Hi everyone, welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
Hello, Jordana.
Hi, Aileen.
Okay, so we had a lot of things have happened on television.
Yeah, it's a very big I feel like January is back. We're back in the pop culture.
I know, but I still
zone.
Feel so fucking lazy.
Right.
It hasn't even hit vacation yet.
Yeah, it hasn't it's like revved up. It's like revving up without me, though. I feel like I'm like running after
it. Yes, I'm running after it, whatever it is. But okay, so there are the Golden Globes. And okay, The Bachelor started.
Right. And also, I mean, we have to touch on the fact that this like Bird Box thing has become this like
Called Bird Box?
Bird Box. I keep calling it. I Googled Bird Box several times.
Not sponsored.
But you said you didn't see it. I watched it. Have you seen A Quiet Place?
Yeah. And apparently it's exactly like The Happening also with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I haven't seen that. It definitely has followed a similar formula. Here's what I thought about it. It was like it was a slightly above average movie. Generally, I thought it was like pretty entertaining.
Uh-huh.
For Netflix, it was like one of their top ones, I think.
You think? I didn't even watch it. I heard it was.
No, I think the Netflix releases some terrible, terrible movies. Like, what was the best Netflix movie you've seen?
But they have really good shows.
Yeah, but movies. I'm saying they put out a lot of terrible movies, so I thought this was one of their better ones.
Okay, not to sound lame, but I really liked To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh, I actually haven't seen that.
I Sammy
was
kept
that a
telling,
series?
No, it's a movie. Sammy told me that I don't know if it was in Slapped or Die Stars Tomorrow, but she was like, it's kind of cheesy, but like I really liked it. And Kay told us that. Kay, who is the co-host of the Bachelor podcast, which everybody should start listening to ASAP because the Bachelor's on, she said that she heard that was the most rewatched show on Netflix, rewatched movie on Netflix.
Oh,
nothing else has been rewatched as much as that movie.
People watch it multiple times.
Yeah, so I saw it
right
on the plane coming home from vacation because I like downloaded it, and I kind of loved it.
Wow.
But anyway,
But here's what I thought about. Okay,
so you're saying it was good.
Here's what I heard about Netflix about this movie, this Bird Box movie. So they released 43 million people watched it, right?
Yeah.
And they were partially the reason everyone was watching it was due to all these memes.
Yeah.
And they were saying that Netflix actually like created these memes to create buzz around it, like from fake accounts.
Interesting.
Which would be a smart marketing move.
But I kept seeing it everywhere. I mean, we made our own meme.
Right. Because once it's like.
Yeah, once it starts. Yeah. It
like
was
everything.
Very memeable. It's Sandra Bullock in fucking blindfolds.
Yeah.
Like walking through calling her children girl and boy, right? That was the premise.
Yeah. It was like an entertaining movie. I enjoyed it. It wasn't like incredible, but
okay,
I thought.
Okay, but did you see A Quiet Place?
Yes.
How fucking annoying was A Quiet Place?
I loved A Quiet Place.
What?
You didn't like it? I loved it.
There were so many holes.
Did you watch it in the movie theater?
Drove me insane.
Did you watch it at home or in the movie theater?
Where did I watch it? I have no memory.
I feel like it's one of those movies you have to see in the theater. It adds to like the feeling. Like it's much more enjoyable. It's a much better movie if you watch it in a very quiet movie theater.
I think I watched it in a quiet room, like in my living room with my large television screen.
Not the same.
Okay, but still, I guess you could say the same thing about Gravity too.
Probably,
not the same.
Yeah.
You can't watch it on a small screen.
It was like a really, interesting, like almost like more. I thought it was like, I wouldn't have liked it as much if I had seen it on my TV at home. This was like, you had to really focus on like everything else because there were no really words in it.
In A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right. I thought it was like a good movie. If I had to pick a movie that had to see in a theater, that would be like one of them.
Okay. Well, anyway, so Bird Box, do you think I should see it or no?
I think you should. I think it's like entertaining.
I'll do that this weekend.
It's not that scary. It's like
I get scared of everything.
There's some fucked up moments, but like it's like
did the children die? Don't tell me. Okay, so other things that we have to discuss is that the fact that Jordana and I have still been binge watching. I'm behind her on Real Housewives of Orange County, but I have now made it to season 5 reunion.
Wow. Season 5 I thought was the best season.
Oh,
that
it
I've
was
watched so
hella
far.
Good.
Remind me what happens. I just remember finishing season 5 and being like, that was amazing.
Okay, let's discuss. So things that have happened that Lynn got evicted. Lynn?
Oh,
Cuckoo
she gets evicted.
Lynn.
Where someone just knocks on her door and they're like, their daughters, they're like, you got to leave.
Yeah, and the daughters don't want to open the door because they don't have makeup on. They're like, I'm so over it. But the Dodo Bird Lynn is so fucking funny, but Also, it is insane to watch the show.
Has she gotten her facelift yet?
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny. But it's crazy to watch the show and all these people like saying that, Lynn, like, you're not doing a great job parenting. You're not doing a great job parenting. And she's like, I think I'm doing a fan tip. And then you go and Google the daughters and they're porn stars. Both porn stars, one in jail now.
Is she in jail?
Alexa is now, I think.
In jail. I know she was arrested and then she sued. She got like $5 million because she sued the police department because she said that she got raped by a cop when they like were coming
that happened.
To do a domestic disturbance.
And then now I think in most recent news, she has been incarcerated. I think. Okay. Although I read something. I don't know. Maybe news has changed. I doubt that many people Google her
anyway,
now.
The girls are not doing well.
They ain't doing well. And just the way. Okay. Like, I have so much to say about the whole Lynn thing.
What's her husband's name?
Frank. And how Frank's like, oh man, Lynn, I fucked up.
She's
really
like,
messed up.
Why didn't
up.
You tell me that we had no money?
She was more so like, I'm just like a clueless housewife. Just like looking around like, I'm just a wife who just doesn't know what's going on. Right. Like as if she's trying to make it a point to show the watchers or the audience that she doesn't know. But she knew. Like, come on.
It's just like, obviously, it's like, what's the matter with you? If you have no money and you're about to get evicted, why are you getting your why are you doing a family plastic surgery day?
Here's the thing. So then there's the whole plot where Gretchen tries to mother Alexa and Lynn's like, step off my daughter, man.
Alexa. Oh.
So, and Gretchen's
That was also so weird.
That was so dumb. Gretchen's just trying to create like whatever around her. I apologize for everyone listening. I know this show is like 10 years old.
People, you guys have written in and said that you really like us talking about it. So if you feel differently, let us know at slapdebetches.com. But
it is so incredible to watch it knowing that the girls actually don't end up like in a good place.
Yeah, and then at the finale party they're like wasted
and Alexa is crying and like Lynn's like, oh, she's a good actress, which I see that she's manipulating them, like obviously she wants her to look bad,
but she also
screen.
Is it does seem like kind of depressed.
They make a very good point. Like, why
family
did you bring in this like
odd.
Weird youth counselor who's 12, like,
right,
to help us? And that looks bad on the youth counselor's job now.
And then Kara Keo, like speaking to her.
Yeah, that was at the end. But
I like Kara. She's like my favorite character. She's not really.
Yes, I like her to an extent. She becomes too much for me. Like, she's overly, just like, calm down. Like,
Gina
you're,
or
you're
Kara?
Annoying me. Kara. Okay, other things that happened. So Vicky renews her vows to Don. I hear something happens, like that he later on he says, actually, that was gonna make good TV. I don't know if that happens this season or next season. Tell me.
What? You don't mean to tell you?
No.
Okay.
But I know that the whole thing was kind of fake.
That's what she said. I mean, it seemed real, but I guess it's not.
I do want to say that I take back saying that Don's kind of a loser. I
really like Don. I don't know why. Just like,
he's such like a
I just
Eeyore.
Feel like he's like a low maintenance kind of chill guy.
He's Eeyore from
but there's nothing
fucking
wrong
Winnie
with
the
that.
Pooh.
There's nothing wrong. She's like a fucking like venomous snake from Winnie the Pooh. Like, I don't know. Like, he's at least like just chilling. He's not like hurting anyone. He's just like going about his day.
Right. But like,
raising the two kids that aren't even his.
There's nothing to raise anymore. But I agree that I take back that he's a flues, but I don't think necessarily that like,
oh my God,
he loves her
Oh my God, when she gives him the fucking like watch and she's like telling him the ring. This is whatever brand.
1.5 carats, yeah. Princess cut diamonds.
Right. Like, what is this, an info? Like, who gives a gift like that?
And then he gives her, he's like, 7 carats. And she's like, oh my God, I don't need this many carats. She's like, who needs 7 carats? I could do with 2 or 3. And I'm like,
the show is so materialistic.
She's very, very materialistic. Okay, and then Tamra gets divorced from Simon.
Are they still together?
No,
they get
divorced.
Oh, and they're fighting on the
limo. They're fighting in the end. She's like, I want a fucking divorce. And he's like, you're a fucking asshole. And he is definitely complete. Control.
He is, but I also think she's a sociopath as well.
Here's the way I think. He doesn't really work. Like, he has some tequila company that doesn't, whatever. He quit selling cars. He was good at selling cars. That's why they had money. Then she gets Real Housewives. She makes money off of Real Housewives. She realized that the more fame she gets, the more money she's going to get from every consecutive season she's on. He doesn't like her doing that. She realizes, oh, I'm becoming famous. I can make money this way. Right? She's never had a job before.
I'm a little tainted by her by who she becomes in future seasons. I just think she doesn't really care that much about her kids. She cares much more about being famous and about like
she definitely
this thing
cares
and does,
a lot about being famous.
I don't really think she like I mean, not to say that he wouldn't do the same thing, but I think we watch like her issues with her kids as after her divorce, right. Like
The fight in the limo was that he called her out for not hanging out with the children. He's like, do you really want to go there? And he
I think he's not the best guy either, but right. I do think that she like she had these kids really early. She kind of was like all she did. And then she got on the show and she was like, oh, like there's like way cooler things than like raising these kids.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. My thing is,
her daughter doesn't talk to her right now.
Now I know. But right. My thing is that
the daughter doesn't talk to her. And then there was I Googled this. So apparently like the daughter, she told her she could come to her graduation. They like hadn't spoken in like 2 years because she wanted to live with the dad. And she was like, you can come to my graduation, but like, please do not post anything on like social media about the graduation. Like all I'm asking you to do that. And she's like, and she's like, oh, of course I would never do that.
Yeah.
Right after the graduation, she puts a picture up with her and Simon and the kids saying how like proud she is and whatever. And like, and then the girl like she posts their text conversation like on Twitter.
Yeah.
And including like the she puts the picture next to like the text conversation where she promises she's not going to get anything, which makes, I mean, like I get why the daughter's upset. She's like, you only give a shit about me like when it like helps your image and your famous image. Like the one thing I asked you to do, we're not on good terms. If I told you you could come is not use this for your own personal, like to show how great of a mom you are.
Right. And no, I get it. I get it. No, you could really tell like Tamara's like getting very fame hungry, like super fame hungry. I do also, and I would defend it if she used her like fame and the money that she's making to support her children.
Well, what she wrote back to that tweet, I actually was looking at the tweet thread some years ago. The tweet thread is like, ask her who paid for like her expensive college.
Right.
Or something. But it's like, that doesn't make up for, just because that's something like my mom has done before. It's like, just because you pay for shit doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want and like not.
Totally agree. Whatever. Absolutely. Don't hold money over your kids' heads. However, I think that the situation is bad on both fronts. Mm-hmm. It's like they would have had no money anyway. They would have gotten like had to downsize, get evicted, whatever. But she divorced him because he didn't obviously like that she was becoming like.
I think they had like a toxic relationship in their own element. I'm just saying, like, I think she has her own.
I think putting a camera in front of your family
is bad.
Is bad.
Every single person on that show gets divorced. It's kind of crazy.
And Real Housewives of New York,
not Beverly Hills though, which is odd
because they're all used to it. Like
maybe,
they're all like
they all seem to have like the longest
being superficial is like. Their thing. Well, okay, like Kyle and Mauricio, the show helped Mauricio build his huge business.
Right, but they're like doing very well. Lisa and Ken are doing very well, supposedly. I mean, according to like TV and the fact that I haven't heard any divorce, but like they seem to be the only ones where they don't all, every single one of them doesn't get divorced.
Interesting, yeah.
I don't know the Alexis shows. On it yet?
Okay, so then Alexis is new and she's like,
she gets
Jesus.
Divorced later.
Right, she's getting, oh, that obviously you can see that coming. Yeah. It's just insane.
She recently got divorced.
Yeah, it's recent. I stalked all of them.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
On this season.
What else happened this season?
Gretchen's still with Slade. She's having a baby now.
Yeah, through IVF that they've been like trying for a really long
everyone
time.
Everyone on the show also gets vasectomies. It's weird. They're very into vasectomies.
Yeah, because they don't want to spend their money on children. Yeah, so the show is crazy. I feel ish bad for Dawn. I don't know. Vicky, like... I can't believe she's been on it since season one.
Well, Vicky's still married to Don?
She's still married to Don.
When you get to the end of season six, we can discuss like what you think of how their divorce went down, because I have a lot of thoughts on it.
Okay.
But I'll save it.
Okay. But yeah, no, I'm excited. There's so many more things. But if you guys want us to keep going about Orange County, I will keep watching it. And email us slapped@betches.com.
And the Golden Globes were this week, just so we can touch on them.
As you can see, Jordana is very enthusiastic about this topic.
I have watched them. I get a little bored of award shows. It's kind of like...
I think the only... The thing about this award show that was interesting was Lady Gaga and Brad Pitt. Bradley Cooper. Yeah. Lady Gaga never goes to like a award show like this. She only goes to Grammys. And so everybody's usually very outlandish in the Grammys, mm-hmm. but not like in a movie like the Golden Globes.
She's not arrived. Remember when she used to arrive in eggs everywhere?
Or meat steaks or whatever outfits. Ugh, the egg. The Gaga in the egg is when I really did not like Lady Gaga.
I feel like if I could... How old is Lady Gaga? Probably like a couple of years older than us, right?
No.
I feel like she's probably so happy she doesn't 32. Have to go through with this whole like elaborate egg routine. Like,
well, you know, no, how, like, she went through a whole thing. She was 20. She was 24, I think, when she was doing the egg stunts. And she like wanted to quit music.
Right.
And that's when then she was just like in a very dark place, a quiet place. And she wanted to quit music. And then she comes back quiet, like slowly, like with her like thing with Tony Bennett. And then she like reinvents herself. But
were you upset that she didn't win?
No. I loved A Star Is Born, and I know I talked about it like almost crying about it. But the thing is that it was a okay movie. Like it was a fine movie. The music was great, and it made you feel things. But it was a tearjerker. Right.
And the song won. But so like
it was
whatever.
A tearjerker. Like you.
Right.
I don't think it's an Oscar nominated movie. They just campaign the fucking shit out of it.
She's a decent actress. She's not like, you know, I don't think she's an Academy Award winning actress, but she's a decent actress.
I think she probably acted like herself in the movie.
Right. It wasn't like that hard of a role. Glenn Close was really, I did see that movie like by accident. I'd never even heard of it. And then it was like one of the only movies playing on my JetBlue flight.
Yeah.
So I watched it and it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I kind of stumbled upon, you know, when you're like, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kinda stumbled upon it. She was really, really good in that. And she's a really good actress. So yeah. She probably deserved
like that movie Roma that won. Like, I feel like it's a movie on Netflix, but it's made by the guy who...
Have you seen it?
Mm-mm, because it's what I read the description. I read the review. It's like a very subtle, slow moving. Yeah. Movie.
You have to watch those on a plane.
It says like there's no that movie. This movie is like all about the visuals. It's like about a fan. It literally says it's not really plot driven. Okay. It's what it said about this movie. But it won. And I think that that's important for like, I guess, the foreign press or whatever, because they or the Oscars or whatever, that they don't want to, like, you know, like celebrities are. Get all this attention because they have celebrities.
Yeah.
So like
they want to remain like true to some form of art.
Like that's what I think it is. Like politics right now is all celebrity driven.
Right.
Like there's nothing that act. There's not no.
There's nothing pure anymore.
There's nothing pure anymore. So I think that that's what is their point by not.
No, I respect that.
Not making A Star Is Born win, which I get. She won the song. Give her that.
The song was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a more talented singer than she is actress. But she's not
bad. She was good acting.
She's not bad. Yeah.
It's just so fucking funny to hear her talk about how she talks about Bradley. Like in the interview with her and
what do you think the chances are on a 0 to 100% chance that they, one, have had an affair, or two, will be together in the future?
100% chance that they fucked. Like 100% chance. When she describes the scenes in which he's like her director, like in the interview with Ryan Seacrest, she was like, Bradley like read the line to me and then I just read the line back and then he changed what he said and I just kept writing.
That's how like movies
work. She was
like,
he was so close to me and like it was just, I just owe everything to Bradley. And I'm like, ugh, stop it. Just you might as well just be naked. Like I don't, like you're having sex right now to Ryan Seacrest, recounting your sex.
Do you think it's mutual?
I think he's a man. Like he's a man.
Okay.
That's like definitely. I don't know anything actually, but when I think things, I think them.
I think it's possible. I could see them dating in the future, second or third wife.
I can't see him with her.
Okay. Just a sexual thing.
Although he is with Irina Shayk, whatever, who's beautiful, but like I don't know anything about her.
I don't know anything about him, like what his real personality's like. He didn't become famous until like kind of late, I think.
Is that true? Silver Linings? What was he in? No. Oh, Wedding Crashers.
He was in Wedding Crashers, but he wasn't like, no one really knew who he was then. I think I saw, I saw some like Silver inside Linings. The actor studio thing where he's asking questions to he's like a guy in the audience asking Sean Penn like a question.
No.
As like an adult.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't, he was definitely like not.
Well, Silver Linings Playbook was a big breakout for him.
Yeah, but he was probably like what, like 35, actor. 40 when that came out? Well. I don't know how old he is.
Anyway, let's take a really quick break and then we'll go to some emails.
Let's do it. Okay, so guys, so today we are sponsored by Zola. Aileen, you are getting married. Are you using Zola?
I am indeed using Zola. Wouldn't it be weird if I said I wasn't? yes, I'm actually using Zola. I really, really like it. It's I have my free website on there and I have my registry on there. So you can, it's like a one-stop shop.
So convenient.
It's so, so convenient.
And you have like a bunch of design, website design options to choose from, right?
Yes. So you have all these design options, which I'm very, very particular. So that excites me. And they're all really, really pretty.
Yours looks really nice. I saw it. It's really, really cute.
If anyone tries to look for it, sorry, I password protected it, which you can do on Zola.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. And you can put your registry on your wedding website. So like, it's really a one-stop shop. It's so convenient and so easy. And like, I really also love their collections of things that they have on, like that's available for the registry. So it's not, you're not just, because at first I was very confused. I was like, wait, but what if I want one thing from like Crate and Barrel, for example, and I would just have to make a whole registry there.
Right now,
but
you whereas can, like,
it's just I can
match.
pick and choose based on what they have available, and they keep adding new stuff, which I really, really like. And it's kind of fun. It's like sort of shopping for yourself without actually have to buy anything.
Yeah, and it says they're also like free shipping and returns, which is very convenient.
Yeah, there's and then they have like all these other planning functions. It's really so easy, and I'm telling you guys from experience that it really makes my wedding planning easy. I don't have a wedding planner. Just because I'm very type A. So I like all this organization. And I think that Zola is really helping me do it. So to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off of your registry on Zola, go to Zola.com/slapped, S-L-A-P-P-E-D, to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off of your registry, which is a big deal. On Zola, go to Zola.com/slapped at Zola.com/slapped.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betches, I really want to help my friends with personal finance, but I don't know where to begin. I don't think I'm richer or smarter, but I've made huge steps in the way I manage money. I used to miss credit card payments and put $10 of gas in my car at a time, all while blowing my paychecks on clothes, food, and vacations. I still make questionable spending choices. I like nice things. But after learning bits here and there and reading some books, I've been way better with money. Also, having a partner who's supportive and financially literate helps too. There's always chat between my core group of friends about being broke and waiting to get paid. On the other hand, they're also ordering out for every meal, getting lash bills twice a month, and maxing out their credit cards on things they don't need. Typical behavior for your 20s. But we're all either turning or have turned 30. Shouldn't we be looking at our finances like grown-ups? Not judging anyone or living paycheck to paycheck because that's a reality. Not judging anyone for living paycheck to paycheck because that's a reality. But it's just unsettling to know that they're living this way with no awareness of personal finance at all. While I still feel behind on my own savings, my mind's blown every time I realize my friends don't have savings at all, and retirement planning sounds like a lame joke. Maybe they think financial literacy is a complicated concept of understanding the stock market, or that you need to make a lot of money to be able to save. That's how I used to see it, but I wish they understood why it's so important to be educated or make responsible decisions. Is this a Vicky?
I know.
I mean, who wants to miss out on free money with compound interest?
Oh my God, is this like from Chase?
I don't stress about everyday expenses like they do, so I don't want to come off as degrading or preachy with my advice. What can I do to broach the touchy topic of money so my friends are in a better position? Cliche, but knowledge is power when it comes to financial health, and I want them to know what they're missing out on. Love, a somewhat financially literate Betch.
Speaking of Vicky, you should make a PowerPoint and have it and present it to all of your friends. No, I mean, this sounds like someone who just figured it out like last
right,
week.
Yeah, like let's chill on the like, I think it's
the
I think
compound interest
I think
thing.
It's like finance is one of those things that like most groups of friends like aren't really extensively chatting about, especially like girls, maybe more so guys.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where if no one's asking you for your advice or your help, then like it's not really your place to just like interject with some financial advice.
Like
maybe
almost like with anything.
Right. It's like if your friend was on a diet and you saw her like breaking her diet all the time, like it's not your place to be like, maybe you shouldn't be eating that. Like that's right. not your
zero.
It's right. It's not your fucking business. Yeah. Really. Unless they come to you and they're like,
what do you think I should do?
Right. What do you think I should do? Like, or I'm really trying to save money. It seems like you like are like
yeah.
able to save money or able to spend money on these things. Or it looks like if you're, let's say you're buying a house, you're like, how did you save enough money? If someone yeah. comes to you and they're asking you for that, that's one thing. It's not really your place to just like jump in and be
people
like,
people aren't going to change just because you tell them to. Like they're, if they want to change, they will. Maybe they don't, they like their lifestyle. Maybe they like living like this. Maybe they want to just find some rich person to like sweep them off their right. feet, and then they don't have a problem anymore. It's like not your business. You don't know what their life is like yeah. or what their path is like. You're saying, I think this conversation could have been chiller when we were at 22, but now that they're 30, it's like they're making their own life choices,
right? And it doesn't affect, here's the thing, it doesn't affect you if they're not financially literate or financially like wise. They're not yeah. saving money. That doesn't really affect you at all.
Yeah. And like people are gonna get to the their play wherever they are on their own, right?
Right.
Like they if they suddenly realize like, shit, I just like overdrafted my own account for the seventh right. time, who do I know that knows something that isn't so preachy? let me, and I know she acknowledges the fact that she doesn't want to be preachy, but like this, the way that you write this email,
I don't understand why it bothers you so much that other people aren't financially responsible.
It bothers her because you just figured it out. Like, that's why she right. like now feels like she now can she bestow like, this wisdom upon all it's of like her someone, subjects.
Right. It's like someone who loses like 2 pounds in a diet. Yeah, and then they're yeah. like, I have all the information.
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Exactly. You, or have lost nothing on their diet, but just like feel healthy.
Right.
Like that's it's the same thing. But I mean, yeah, you never know what's going to happen to you. You know,
that's true. You don't have it all figured out necessarily.
Yeah, like,
and I think it's like nice that you want to help your friends, but someone has to want your help for you to like,
absolutely.
For you to instill that. If someone asks you something, then like, you'll know that that's a good time to give them some tips that you learned from your, like reading a book or talking to your,
just reading that talking one to
your partner. Yeah. yeah. So I think that's the general rule here should be like, you might have some advice that you think is helpful for your friends, but if they don't ask you for it, then they don't really necessarily want it.
Because I think you can ruin your relationship that way. I was talking to my mom and she was just like, I just found out her friends like don't have any savings. And that's scarier.
yeah.
And my mom was like to me, like, I obviously couldn't say anything, but like that's their choice.
Right.
But
you're not responsible for them.
And so yeah. she's talking to me, is like, isn't that shocking? And I'm like, yeah, that is shocking. And so, but it was helpful for her to talk to me about it as someone who agrees with her. So if you feel like maybe the problem is that you're lacking some friends who are on the same playing field as you, maybe like look to speak to some, like maybe find somebody else who understand, who knows.
Wants to talk about her. You mean like she yeah. wants to talk about this
she with? Wants to talk about it with
right someone yeah. who also has a passion for yeah, finance
for finance and compound interest. But yeah, so I think that could be like a help to like get it off your chest with somebody right. who won't judge you for or tell you to fuck off.
It sounds like your partner is very into that.
Yeah.
So like maybe that's a good topic for you to save for like your discussions with him. You could talk about some interesting stocks you found.
It almost feels like her partner knows all of it and he's told her like 5 tips.
Right.
That
and
she's
now she's like, I'm very aware.
I am now literate.
Right.
But yeah, so yeah. All right. Let's be right back. And we're going to do another just as exhilarating email.
Let's do it. So today we're sponsored by Daily Harvest. Anyone who's had a New Year's resolution ever to eat healthier or be healthier will probably find this product very interesting. And New Year's resolutions don't usually stick. 80% fail by the end of the month, which is not that surprising of a statistic. But if you want to focus on your health, you have to work for it. Wake up early to go to the gym, grocery shop for fresh produce. We all know it's not easy and it's not always fun. An easier way to stay healthy is with this company, Daily Harvest. They deliver carefully sourced, chef-crafted food built on fruits and vegetables, and you can choose from more than 50 ready-to-blend smoothies, harvest bowls, soups, and breakfast bowls. I had this cheddar broccoli situation going on. It was like delicious. And it's so easy to make. You just like pop it in the microwave. It was so good.
Yeah. You can like make any types of smoothies you want because they just come in this like prepackaged kind of bowl and you throw it in the blender. You keep it in the freezer, you throw it in a blender and it goes and then you just have it and it's delicious and you can just drink it out of the cup, which is pretty simple because I also hate washing my dishes, which makes it pretty easy. And then they also have non-smoothies. Like you said, the broccoli cheddar that they have, they have like harvest bowls and there's like cauliflower and all these different types of vegetables. It's really good.
It's just an easy, really convenient way to like stay healthy without having to worry about making and preparing stuff on your own, which I'm personally terrible at. And you get to just keep it in your freezer until you're ready to eat it, so you don't have to worry about it going bad or anything, which also happens to me all the time during the two times of year that I grocery shop.
So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code SLAPPED to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code SLAPPED, S-L-A-P-P-E-D, for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily, D-A-I-L-Y, dash, harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T.com. Daily-harvest.com. Okay, we back.
You want to read this one?
Yeah. Dear Betches, my roommate has a long distance boyfriend of about 2 years who comes to visit every other month or so for 2 weeks at a time. When he comes, he does laundry and leaves his stuff all over the apartment. She doesn't ask me for permission for him to come. Not that I would say no, just to be nice to have notice. And I rarely know how long he's going to stay for. He has never offered to chip in for utilities or paid for anything around the apartment when he visits. He has used my alcohol and cleaning supplies without offering to replace them. I know that I shouldn't expect much considering that he's coming here on vacation, but for some reason I can't shake that he could be more polite about our arrangement when he's in town. I'd at least expect him to get us a bottle of wine or something as a thank you. Should I say something to him, to my roommate? I don't want to make things hostile, but I just feel like he visits, takes over the space, leaves without thanking us. She seems totally wrapped around his finger, and I doubt she will stand up to him, even if I say something. But it's starting to really bother me that he's not more considerate of the fact that he basically moves in for far more than just a weekend. Thanks in advance.
This is an interesting situation.
I feel like I would have said talk to the roommate, but I see that she would never say anything to him, so it's awkward.
Right, like that's a weird thing to have to say.
And you can't say anything to him because then it's awkward, then the roommate will hate you.
Right. You were dating, when you had a roommate when you were dating Rusty. Right? Did you ever have any issues like that? I've never really had a roommate while they've had a boyfriend, or I've had a boyfriend while I was living with them. Did you ever have like a similar?
But like, he's very respectful and he'll like won't use shit. And I'm like very, very wary of the people around me, like too wary that I'm like, oh, let me replace this. Let me do this. Let me do that. But if this guy's really such a dick.
Well, she should then say, like you said, you're very aware, right? So if he was doing, let's say he was like drinking your roommate's alcohol.
She's not saying anything.
What?
Yeah, I would say something.
Either you would say something or you would just replace it. So it's more about like you, because you're the person that is inviting the other person into your home. It's not really about this guy.
No, it's not. It's totally. She wants him to do something, but really she wants the friend to stand up for her.
It's not about the guy. It's about the friend.
She wants the friend to stand up for her, like their roommateship. So like if maybe I think when you have all these expectations and they're not being met, that means there's a miscommunication. Like there's a lack of communication. So when you need to say something to the roommate, like, can we talk? I like really don't mean to make this like
compliment sandwich.
Yeah,
I love living with you.
I love living with you. This has been the best X amount of years, months, whatever. But I'm starting to get a little bit frustrated. And I really don't, again, I don't want this to come off like hostile. I just want to talk this through. But sometimes I would sometimes I feel like your boyfriend, who's great,
who I love so much,
who I also love spending time with and I love when he's around, like I would just love some, this is also equally my space, and so sometimes I feel like he's overstepping a little and I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable. Like, don't insult her, don't insult him, and see what she says. She will get defensive, right? Like a hundo p.
And don't do it like right after you're super irritated about something, because it always comes off more aggressive that way. Almost like wait until like nothing like has happened in the immediacy.
Nothing's happened. Yeah,
you could just be like, this is just something that has like been going on for a little bit, because you'll be very annoyed if it's like, oh fuck, like where's my wine bottle's gone, like You're not going to relay it in a calm, chill way.
Right. Like, we are roommates, but we do contribute. Like, there's money involved. And, you know, I buy the cleaning supplies and I don't care if he uses them, but it would just be nice. Like, if he can replace it, or if, like, he wants to drink our wine or my wine, like, totally fine. Like, replace it. Like, I don't care.
Right.
As long as, like, just, yeah, like, just ask me. I just feel like the boundaries are getting a little bit blurry here.
I think that's good advice.
But I feel like, yeah, you need to talk. Otherwise, you're going to blow the fuck up.
Right. Don't do it when you're drunk.
Well, here's the thing. When you want to avoid confrontation, you'll never do something when you feel calm, and you only do things when you're
that's
drunk.
That's true.
You're frustrated and drunk. So, like, good luck.
Either way, I have issues with that too, yeah.
Either way, you should talk to her. I have a feeling this is going to end up in moving out.
Which is, you know what?
Which is fine.
I actually think that's, like, a good thing. If we were always so comfortable with our roommates, if everything was perfect, we would never live alone, or we would never live with other people.
Uh-huh.
So in some ways, like, having a less than 100% ideal living situation is, like, more motivating to, like,
to move out. Yeah.
To move out, to start to be more independent, to start your own life. And sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you had the perfect roommate,
you would never want to leave,
which would not be good for your growth.
For sure. Okay, let's take a really quick break and we'll be back with some games. Okay, so today we are sponsored by Hourglass Cosmetics. I've actually been using Hourglass for a really long time, but more recently they've launched a new mascara that I'm personally pumped about, because I, like, hate wearing mascara. It's usually, like, flakes, and it just, like, comes down and smudges. Like, I'm sometimes watch TV and I'm laugh crying and it's just, like, rolling down my face.
Right.
So Hourglass Cosmetics just launched their Caution Extreme Lash Mascara, and it's absolutely groundbreaking. It never smudges, literally never. And it's completely vegan. So they don't use any crap or chemicals in there. It's cruelty-free, just really good products in your mascara. And I think that's important. Whatever you're putting next to your eyeball shouldn't be this, like, just, you know,
yeah. Mascara is
stuff.
my favorite beauty product, but it is hard to find a really
good one. It makes the biggest difference on your face.
Agreed.
Like, you don't really need to wear anything else but mascara. And it's really important that the one you have is good. And I personally really like Hourglass Cosmetics because they concentrate on, like, the quality of the product rather than just, you know, marketing. And I also heard that Allure magazine called it the Caution Extreme Lash Mascara, a lash lift in a tube, which everyone loves that.
Indeed. So discover Hourglass like we did and experience the best next generation performance by visiting hourglasscosmetics.com/slapped and use promo code SLAPPED to get free shipping with your purchase on a full size Caution Mascara. That's hourglasscosmetics.com/slapped, promo code SLAPPED. Okay, ready? This is the Golden Globe special.
That's what I thought.
Shoot Party With BFF. Glenn Close.
Okay.
Lady Gaga. And Tahani from The Good Place. I totally forgot her real name.
I'm obsessed with her.
What is
Jamila,
her real name?
Jamila.
Do they give her the same last name in the show? There was something where, like, E! News said her name was her sister's.
No, E! News made it. I don't know if it was a joke, but they called her Camilla, which is her sister's name.
Oh, was that part of the
her name is
on purpose, you think?
Her name is Tahani Al-Jamil, I think. And they put her as Camilla Al-Jamil. But
she does have a similar name then.
Her name is Jamila.
Jamil?
Jamila Jamil. Jamil. Okay. Yeah, it's, like, very similar, but she's great.
She's so pretty.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to be... Oh, my God. This is difficult. I want to be BFF with Tahans. Wait, am I being best friends with her character, her real-life persona?
I guess these are all real-life personas.
Yeah, personas.
Since the rest of them are, like...
Yeah. Okay. So
not like Glenn Close Fatal Attraction.
Wait, I'm not marrying any of these people.
I meant it's supposed to be a party with.
Oh, party.
I think I'm going to party
with Glenn Close.
Not party with Glenn Close. Do you remember last year's, the star of last year's show was fucking Frances McDormand?
Wait, what?
Do you remember Frances McDormand when she won for like three billboards last year and she gave frantic speech?
Yes, yes. I was thinking of Andy McDowell.
I confuse her with Glenn Close sometimes. They're very different, though.
Oh, no, very different. I love Frances McDormand. She's like, who let you crazy aunt in the Golden Globes? No, she was great, though.
She was.
She just showed up like she just put on her frock and left the house.
Right. She was like, oh, shit, I forgot I have this at 8.
Yeah. Okay, wait. We have to shoot someone?
Yeah, we have to get rid of someone.
Can we just let them leave? I don't want to kill anyone.
Okay. Very unpopular opinion. I'm not the biggest Lady Gaga fan.
No, that's fine.
Something about her, like, I don't, like, dislike her. I'm just, like, not excited about her presence.
My thing about being best friends with her is that you would never be her equal. You'd always be living in her shadow as her best friend. Because, like, it's all, like, if you ever watch her documentary, it's all about her, like, her pain.
Right.
And her, like, Gaga-ness. Which, she's awesome. And so maybe I would want to party with her. Like, no offense, Glenn. Like, I doubt we have that much in common.
So you're getting rid of Glenn?
Yeah.
I'm going to be BFF with Glenn. I feel like she'd have some interesting wisdom. She's, like, seems like she's very smart. She like hooked up with Michael Douglas back in the 80s.
Did you see the reunion? Did you see them talk? Like, as she won, she like they hugged.
Michael Douglas married to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He looks very old.
I mean, are you kidding? He's so old and he's sick.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Right.
He's been sick for years and years and years and years and years and years. And Catherine Zeta-Jones' face is frozen and frozen and frozen.
I'm going to party with Tahani. I'm being BFF with Glenn Close. I'm getting rid of Lady Gaga.
I'm partying with Gogs. I was about to say I'm marrying Tahani. I'm being best friends with Jamila. Jamila.
Okay. Fair. Agree to disagree.
Okay. Shoot, Fook, marry Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale, and Michael Douglas.
I did not realize remember the thing about Michael Douglas when making this. Do you want to replace him with someone else?
Bradley,
I was just looking at the winners.
Okay. Somebody else. Quickly, get to me quickly. Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, and Rami Malek.
Who's that from? Oh, he's from
Mr. Robot and
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I met him outside Fig 19 once. I have a picture if anybody wants it.
Wow.
My hair is really long.
How did this get in there?
Okay, I'm going to definitely marry Christian Bale.
Yeah, that accent was... Actually, no, I'm marrying Bradley Cooper.
No. I feel like he's very unhappy with his life and he like needs... He's one of those guys.
I feel like he's interesting and dynamic though. We'll have like a terrible, long-winded romance.
That sounds awful. I want like Christian Bale, stable, sounds like such a nice husband. Totally nuts a little bit, but he's such a good actor and I get to go to all the movies that I love that he's in.
Sorry.
Like
So you're tossing Bradley Cooper?
No, I'm tossing Rami Malek.
Same.
I'm chucking him. I'm fooking Bradley Cooper. Sorry, guys. I speak like an idiot.
I'm fooking Christian Bale.
You're fooking Christian Bale?
I think he's like a psychopath.
No.
He's probably right in bed, isn't he?
I mean, well, if you marry him, you get to do it all the time.
He's the one who plays Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nut job. I read
somewhere. An American Psycho.
Yeah.
And
I'm not marrying him. He scares me.
Oh, I think it's fun.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper scares me in his inability to enjoy life.
I guess, but I feel like Christian Bale might kill you.
No, I don't think so. He's like, I love our children, banana and burrito. He's so cute. Okay.
All right, let's do
it. And it was so cute at the end when he was like, who am I forgetting? Wife, do you know any names?
It's just
like,
that was funny.
It was funny.
I was just so mesmerized by his accent, which I did not realize he had. All right, let's do one more. Shoot, BFF, party with Lynn from Real Housewives of Orange County, yes. Taylor Armstrong from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, or Carol Radziwill from Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, see, these are all like the annoying ones. Lynn would be so annoying to be best friends with. Taylor, I'm sorry.
I think Belinda would be fun to party with. She like wouldn't remember anything weird you did.
I'm getting rid of Taylor. I'm like have no interest
in
her.
Yeah, being BFF with Carol, even though she's probably like a very
so judgy
friend to have.
But I guess you would be able to talk to her about something, whereas
Lynn like, would not remember, I feel like.
Would not be able to talk to her anything about like
Lynn's from her daughter.
Lynn's curtain designs.
Probably more fun to party with Lynn and her daughters.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. All right, that was our episode. Everyone, please email us, slapped@betches.com, and don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, post on your story that you're listening to this episode or this podcast, answer our our shoot fuck Marys on your story and share them with us. Tag me and Jordana personally. We'll post on our own stories. We'll respond to you guys. We'll say if your answers are really stupid, and it'll just make it a fun interactive experience.
Indeed.
Indeed. So tell all your friends and slapped at betches.com to send us Dear Betches. Bye.
Bye.